Shrine. Be there.
The Sheridan's Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items. And every Thursday, June 18th through September 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. If you'd like a booth for this year's market, contact Nancy Drummond today at 307-751-3863. The Sheridan Farmers Market, sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Okay, Saturdays in Sheridan just got more useful. Synergy Shop and Minion's open house is every Saturday from 11 to 2 with serious shop space for your RV, boat, trailer, and business. Big doors and high ceilings for lifts or storage. Come walk through, take a look, and see what you can do with it. Donna Garland with Sheridan Realty Associates built and designed these units, and she'll be on site to open every door and answer every question. Synergy Shop and Minion's on East Rich Roads just past Coca-Cola.
Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, a compassionate professional service for the Sheridan community. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. At Sheridan Funeral Home, we respect all faiths, creeds, and customs. We take great pride in our compassionate professional service. We promise to take care of you and your loved ones with respect and dignity, just as if we were taking care of our own. It is a privilege to be able to serve you when you need us. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM KROE. Time for Swap Shop, a show for you to buy, sell, or trade. There's no per item price limit, and you can call in twice a week. Real estate is not allowed. This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, June 4th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning.
So I was curious. I got to thinking about this the other day. How did the last pancake breakfast go? Because this is a program you brought back. We tried to get the word out.
Right.
How were they?
It was great. You know, it started out slow and I was like, oh no, it hasn't caught on yet. And then it just kept building and we had a great full house. We had a wonderful volunteer come in and help us with pancakes, and it was a great way to end pancake breakfast for this school year. So we will start it back up in September and just keep building on the momentum. Like we talked about last time, what's better than just building community around free pancakes? There's no catch. There's no hook. We're just eating pancakes, drinking coffee, visiting. I love seeing the kids who are about to go to school. I love seeing our seniors who come from their workout class and they burned all their calories and now they're eating pancakes. And it's, to me, like just simple forms of community development.
Absolutely. And that's why you burn those calories.
That's
so
right.
You can eat all the pancakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great to hear. This is going to be something that's permanent.
Yes.
This
we're
is
gonna,
back.
The admin team and talk about great culture. We're just like, no, we're behind it. Even, you know, we'll take turns waking up at 5 a.m. doing the batter, volunteering their different time and busy schedules. And just the 14 of us were like, nope, we're in. Let's bring it back.
So, that's fantastic. And I'm glad to hear that it is kind of picking up.
Yeah.
Catching on.
Yeah.
And I think by September, maybe the word of mouth around town, you'll get a good sized crowd out there. All right. Now, one thing that we definitely wanted to hit on, there were some recent changes to the YMCA youth policy that went into effect as of June 1st.
Yes.
What were those?
So there's kind of two big ones that from a user's point of view, they're going to notice right away. And in the background, we have probably, I would say, 60 to 70 policy changes and
wow,
a lot of other things with it. So it all boils down to every YMCA in the nation must become what they call Presidium certified by 2028. And so that sounds like, oh, we got a lot of time, but it takes a very long time to get certified. So Alicia Knight, who is our senior director of youth, started working on this over 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And you do an initial assessment. You find where you have gaps in your like child abuse prevention safety policies. And this can be like minute things like, you know, do you in training tell staff, you know, you can't give large gifts and you can't give piggyback rides? And we wrote, yes. Do you have that written on a form that they then sign? Like, no. So, you know, it's just adding a lot of those pieces. But for our members and community members, the biggest ones is that you no longer can come to the Y unsupervised until age 12. It has historically, as far as anyone can remember, been age 8. And so that's 4 years mm-hmm. difference for us. You know, if you were in Wyoming when the drinking age changed, it was 2 years. It wasn't 4 years. And for otherwise, they were like, this isn't an issue. We don't let kids in by themselves until they're 15. But in our small community, it's a tradition. You ride your bike down to the Y, yeah. You spend some hours there. However, national data, which is not immune to small communities, shows that those crucial years, that 8 to 12, is a really high vulnerable space, not only to be on your own without a parent and something, you know, heaven forbid happen, you know, you get kicked in the mouth in the pool, blood's coming out, you're scared, you can't remember anyone's phone number, you can't remember your last name, you know, like you're in panic. So that's one piece. Another is, you know, even though we do background checks and we have lots of safeguards, we know too that abusers go where kids are.
Yeah.
And so that's a pretty young kiddo. I think about my girls when they were 8 and they were very independent and very capable, but I didn't want to put them in circumstances where they had to navigate uncomfortable things with an adult. What we have come to learn too is really what we have to work on in prevention is child on child abuse. So it's another 9-year-old unsupervised in a bathroom or somewhere in the Y. And so that's the big one, is that on June 1st, we changed the independent age at the Y to 12. The second one is everyone coming in will be ran through a background check. And we thought originally we were going to need all of our current members' driver's license to start this process. And that is not the case. Our software, and we paid for an additional thing this year so that it can just run based on your full legal name and your date of birth. Now, if you're coming in as a day pass or, you know, you're just visiting through town, we will ask to see your driver's license so we can type that in.
Yeah.
And then it will run it right away. So that's the two biggest things, is just that driver's license if you're visiting the YMCA or new member, and then our 8 to 11 year olds unfortunately need to be with a parent. We did contact those who had a youth membership and not tied to a parent that is under 12, and it was a small list, and a lot of them, thank goodness, had birthdays this spring, so we were able to get them through
that
finish
that
line
number.
Yes, but for those, I think it was less than 10 that had only a youth membership that were under 12. And we contacted those families and offered them family memberships for that same rate to just bridge that gap.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So if you weren't planning to come down the Y and you weren't planning to pay that extra, we want to help in that way. In the same way, our sixth graders who come down from the junior high, we actually created a whole program just for sixth graders because some of them are over 12 and some of them are not. And so it would stink to get to the doors of the Y and tell your buddy, well, I'm old enough. See you later.
Yeah. You so, got to wait out here.
Yes. So it's a whole program just for sixth graders that is in the old Kids Life building basement. Now we call it the Outpost. So the Outpost to the YMCA. And that will start this fall. And so it'll be a sixth grade only. They don't have to worry about those eighth graders who seem big and scary at the junior high. It will be just for that age. We went to all the fifth grade classrooms in the district and talked to them about it, and the kids are excited. But that's kind of our way of trying to bridge those pieces, knowing it's a change for our community. But yeah. I think in the long run, we'll look back and be like, I can't believe we had 8-year-olds in here unattended. It's just shifting those norms.
Right, exactly. Shifting a norm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only normal right now because it's normal
right
now. A couple of years from now. 12-year-olds running in there, looking around going, yeah, at one time, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds were around here. So a lot of this is just going to be administrative, though.
Yes.
Is there anything that parents have got to come in and check or anything like that? This is all done behind the scenes? Or should I do something?
You know, mostly it's just getting the word out to parents. You know, if you were used to dropping off your kids in the pool, even if they can pass that swim test, we need you on the deck. You don't have to get wet if your kids pass the swim test, but you got to be in there as that safeguard. So I think that's a big piece. We've tried to do a lot of communications in terms of billboards and posters in different places, coming on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
And website, Facebook, all those kind of places. We had it shot out for the last days of school through the school district, just trying to get the word out. But a lot of it is how we train our staff, how we screen our staff, what we're looking for in those ways that are the big changes of just making sure, you know, we now have checklists. We check every supposed locked closet at the Y on regular intervals because we know in terms of privacy for abuse, it's not a locked hotel room. It can be any nook and cranny. It can be behind a set of chairs. It can be in front of surveillance cameras. And so we know the best, going through this process, the best safeguard is just really great supervision and staff that know, like, we just check things. We're curious. We ask questions like, that looks odd. Let me ask.
Presence, presence, presence.
Oh.
Right?
That proximity. I mean, the same for classroom management. We tell our camp counselors, you know, the closer you are to a kiddo or to an adult, it changes their behavior. Just knowing you're on someone's radar.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean it in a bad way. It's just unsupervised spaces have a lot more things that happen.
Yep. And I think that's a great policy to have. Now, when it comes to all of the changes that are going on, have you met the criteria for the certification?
Well, we'll find out. So we've put them all in place. And then at the beginning of July, they will send a team to Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll spend at least 2 days with us. They will interview staff members. They will observe different spaces. They will look at policies. And then if there are things that we are not hitting the mark on, they will give us that kind of list as a learning thing. And we have so many days to get it implemented.
Okay.
And then we will be certified, which is kind of an exciting, I won't say elite, but it's definitely a vigorous process that not a lot of organizations are able to get through. Some Boys and Girls Scouts of America have went through it, Boys and Girls Clubs. But it just depends because each entity has to, like that town's Boys and Girls Club has to pass, not like a national.
Yeah.
And so it's really challenging to come to. We're pretty excited. We've put in so much front-loaded work. We've invested so much staff and finances to getting this going. And so that at the end of the day, even if some of them we're dragging our feet and being like, oh, but we just want kids to be kids. We know like this is super important to not say, oh, these are problems other places have, not in our community, but have our eyes wide open.
Yep. I think that's fantastic practice. And when it comes to policies and procedures, knowing that you periodically have to go through, you've got to check these things and the procedures that are done daily, those checks are reassuring.
Yeah.
To parents that, okay, I know they're certified. I know that they follow these things, which creates a more safe environment for my kid. So I think it's fantastic. I don't think anyone's going to have any problems with it. Has anybody said anything?
Do you know, we did have a kiddo come in with an older brother who was 14 and he goes, he's my adult. And I was like, oh, I'm not old enough to be an adult. They have to be over 16 to be in that adult role. So just some little pieces like that, talking to families and just trying to navigate those pieces where they're like, oh, we hadn't considered that. And for us, just like we're in a learning curve, we know our families are in a learning curve. So it's not just like, this is against the rules, stop. It's let's work together and figure out, okay, what can we logistically do to help you meet these requirements?
Yeah. And so an older brother of 16 can grab his brother of, say, 11 and head down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're telling me I got to take a quick commercial break. We got a lot to talk about. We are going to just kind of run down this and shotgun it when we come back. We're going to have more with the Sheridan County YMCA in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
Here in Wyoming, your roof better be tougher than the weather. At Branded 307 Roofing, we install commercial purlin-bearing roofing, residential metal roofs, and standing seam systems, built to handle hail, wind, snow, and whatever else the bighorns can throw at it. Metal roofing is up for the challenge. Whether it's home, shop, ranch, or commercial building, we build roofs that last, with craftsmanship that's built different. No shortcuts, no excuses, just quality roofing, period. Call us today, Branded 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Hey, Cowboy fans, this is Tyler Hughes, quarterback for Wyoming football. I want to invite you to support all Wyoming student athletes by playing in this year's Cowboy Joe Club Golf Series. There are 11 chances to have a blast with fellow Pokes fans while making a real impact on Wyoming athletics. Your participation helps provide opportunities for student athletes like me and my teammates to chase our dreams and represent the brown and gold with pride. To learn more or sign up today, visit cowboyjoeclub.com or call 307-766-6242.
When someone you love starts needing help, everything changes. Suddenly you're worrying about rides to appointments, meals, chores, and making sure they're okay when you're not there. That's what Synergy Home Care is all about. Real support, real connection, real dignity. From senior in-home care, companionship to memory care, and hospital to home support, and specialized home care, it's care that works around your family. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com or call 674-HOME. That's 674-H-O-M-E. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
When it comes to imaging, not all technology is the same. At Shared Memorial Hospital, we use some of the most advanced imaging technology in the state, delivering sharper images and faster answers. From a state-of-the-art 3T MRI to advanced CT and X-ray, our technology helps your provider see more and act sooner. Walk in or schedule at Same Day Health and Imaging on Sugarland Drive, open 7 days a week, or visit the outpatient center next to the hospital. For more information, call 672-1000 or visit SheridanHospital.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and we are sitting with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy, and she's got the patience to listen to old hunting stories from me this morning. Liz, I just appreciate you, my friend. I really do. All right. I said we got to shotgun some stuff because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to hit the high points, and one of those high points that I really want to hit is one of my favorite programs that you do. It's not that old, so I like to try to get the word out. Neighborhood Pop-Up Camp. This is a fantastic program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so just like Pancake Breakfast, it has the favorite word to hear, free. And it's really awesome organic process. The food group and myself as the Y representative, we meet at North Heights Park every Wednesday of the summer from 4:30 till, you know, last kid standing. No, usually it's a half hour to an hour. And it's a different theme. And we're just doing camp games, eating some dilly bars, and that's it. It's not overly complicated. You know, it came out of COVID where I was like, I don't see these kids at the Y. Where are these kids? Why don't they come to the Y? And I really came to that realization of, you know, if kids aren't coming to the Y, let's go to the kids. And it's a really great park. It's super shaded. So if you've never been to North Heights Park, it's kind of near Sagebrush Elementary. And this last week, it was our first week. And or last night, oh my God.
Yes. It's crazy, right? We're already there.
Yeah. So Wednesday nights, like last night, was Pirates. And it was super fun, at least for me. Fills my bucket. I brought out some milk crates and a big log, and we walked the plank. And they made hook hands, and we found the did a scavenger hunt and found all the bottles that had a message, which was, how do you save a dying pirate?
I don't know how.
CPR. So, I mean, it's all my level, but it's a good time. We'll be doing face painting next week. And then we have ninjas and water wars. It's just fun, all ages. So we have some little tinies just crawling and walking. And then we have junior high and high school kids. And so, again, just community. It's fun. It's fun to get to meet the parents. It's fun for me in terms of filling my bucket. But anyways, join us when you can. There's no registration. Thank you to Dairy Queen. They donate dilly bars all summer long.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, even if my program is a flop, like that joke, the dilly bars are great.
And they're a hit every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Big appreciation going out to Dairy Queen for providing those dilly bars to that program. You know, sections of my life didn't have a lot growing up. And mm-hmm. so programs like this would have been absolutely fantastic, you know, to go and be able to be a part of something. Mm-hmm. When a lot of times kids are excluded for things that they just can't control. So yeah. I really do appreciate you for this program. And that comes from the from my heart. Truly. Another one that I love to hit on, but I never seem to have time for. We'll get to itty bitty soccer in just a minute, but I do want expecting parents to know about the prenatal preparation workshop. That's going to be offered at the YMCA again. Yeah. Liz, this is a fantastic program. Something else I wish I would have had.
Oh, same.
Right? This would have been fantastic. Tell us about it.
So it runs June 9th through July 28th. It meets once a week. And it's for expecting parents, mom and dad. So it's wonderful. You get to see everyone else you're going to be raising your kids with. And then we have awesome community partners who come in and they do just different sessions, you know, like what you can expect at the hospital, nutrition while you're pregnant, exercise while you're pregnant. What happens when you get this baby home? All of those things. And so it's really cool. The cost is $55 per couple. So if you're just coming by yourself or you bring in someone else, it's per baby in the oven. And waivers are also available at Sharon Memorial Health, Women's Health. So that's really fantastic, too, that it's a low cost. We just have some incredible volunteers in the community to help us put it together. But if that's an issue, too, there's, of course, financial aid available.
And knowledge is power, folks. I think every single parent out there who was obviously at one time a first-time parent, we all had those nerves. We mm-hmm. weren't sure what was going to happen. This will arm you for the future. You'll be able to get in there and at least have an idea of certain processes. And the education's quite broad as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it really covers a lot. And these are kind of our experts right here in town. So you can learn right from them and make some friends.
That's right.
That's one of the things about it. You will make some friends. All right. Itty bitty soccer.
Oh, just great times. Itty bitty is for our youngest kiddos, 4 to 5 years old. We're doing registration right now and the program runs July 14th through August 6th. So you meet a couple days a week and you just watch them play soccer theoretically or chase butterflies or do cartwheels, but be outside and have a great time. So this is a lot of kiddos' first introduction to sports, low stakes and really affordable.
Just cute as buttons.
Oh,
stumpy
so adorable.
Little legs out there trying to kick that ball. All right. There are several job openings available at the local YMCA, folks. Let's talk about the positions that need to be filled.
Yeah. So you could replace me on the guard stand. I was telling Floyd, we are, of course, at the season for lifeguards.
Early morning.
Yep. And I did the 5 a.m. shift with my daughter this morning, and it was a great mom-daughter time.
Life lessons.
But yes, so we're looking for lifeguards. We have one set of shifts for the weight room available, some group exercise. We still have some positions in our childcare, both full-time and part-time. And then we're interviewing this week, but if you're still interested, we do have our aquatics director position open too. So just some fantastic opportunities. We always have this kind of going into the summer. We'll have some in the fall too, where, you know, our college kids move on or our high school kiddos move on. So lots of opportunities and flexible schedules. So we have a lot of people too that, you know, if you want to teach swim lessons, again, I'm teaching today. I love it. And would love to train some other folks in like our parent-child lessons. Oh my gosh. If you just want to believe in humanity again, yeah. These parents are fantastic and they are pouring energy and they're getting through a parking lot and dressing a baby in a swimsuit, which let me tell you is like a commitment to a better future. And I have just been so optimistic about how wonderful our parents are in our community, getting to meet these young families. I'm like, right. I remember being a young parent. We were so excited and we wanted to do all these things. And to see a lot of times mom and dad in the pool with the kids is wonderful. So sell you on swim lessons or coming to teach them.
Yeah.
Both are wonderful.
I'll tell you, I admire anyone who can get a shoe on a two-year-old.
Yeah. That's right.
Good luck on that one. Or keep one on there. That's as soon as you get them on, they're off before you know it.
Impossible.
Now they're somewhere in the back seat. I don't know where, but they're somewhere back there. We have a sock monster. There's also a two-year-old shoe monster back there. Before I let you go,
yeah.
One more thing. Are there any spots available in summer camps right now? And
yes.
If there are, how do I find out?
So you can go on to the website, look on our Facebook page. We just have a couple spots for camps. And yet when I count them all up, almost every week there's something. We've got a few spots in arts camps. Those are hard to come by.
Fantastic.
So that's really great. We have a few spots in our day camp that goes up to Story and out on adventures. And then a few other here and there, like, you know, family change plans. We have one spot open in a camp. So if you feel like I've waited too long, there's still spots. And if you call down to the Y, they'll help you walk through too, if you need to like do some coordinated efforts.
Fantastic. Liz, thank you so much
for
coming in this
you.
Morning. And I think we did a fantastic shotgun of the entire schedule. You're amazing, my friend, and I greatly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with YO Plays directors and cast of The Lion King Jr. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Heard the news. Conservative Frank Chapman's running for Congress. Frank's joining President Trump's fight to make America great again. So giddy up, Wyoming.
Frank rides a range at the break of dawn. Loves this land, knows right from wrong. A rancher's grit in a father's heart. He fights for us, and that's just the start. Frank Chapman's our man for Wyoming. Seal the border, hold the line. Rights, yours and mine. Conservative for Congress, that's the plan. Frank Chapman, Wyoming's man.
Protecting property rights, Second Amendment, defending our freedom, that's Frank Chapman.
Make America great, a fighter for us, Wyoming's Frank Chapman. Conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming, fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Jill Bates.
And Colton Bates.
With the Bates Team at Best. You've spent months, maybe even years, thinking through whether to buy or sell, watching interest rates and neighboring properties.
But when it comes to choosing your real estate team, it often becomes whoever is available or most convenient when it's officially go time. This process clearly matters to you, so it shouldn't be rushed.
Our team at Best does not cut corners. From top-of-the-line staging to working around your schedule, we're there to give you the best guidance every step of the way. This is no doubt a big moment in your life, and it deserves the best team behind it.
Give us a call today at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
Hi, this is Dan Marshall with Captain Clean, and I'm proud to be a part of Wyoming's premier cleaning company. Whether we are extracting flood water from your home, cleaning a valued oriental rug, or helping you breathe healthier by air washing your ductwork, we are committed to ensuring our service is the best and our prices fit your budget. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, or stop by anytime and tour our rug cleaning facility located in the heart of downtown Sheridan.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project, looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and joining us for our second part this morning are some people helping to bring a beloved Disney classic to the stage. Wyo Play and Tandem Productions will present Lion King Jr. at the Wyo Theater June 17th through the 20th, featuring a large cast of local young performers, along with an extensive production team that is working hard behind the scenes. And with us today are co-directors Tyler Rogers and Ariana Thoreau. I got that right. So I've been practicing, folks. Along with cast members Jax Willis and Libby Skaliski.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning,
all,
Floyd.
Good morning.
Show. Thanks for having us.
Now, I love having a full room like this. I get to look around and see everybody. For those who may not be familiar with it, what is Lion King Jr.?
Lion King Jr. is a children's musical, and it's part of Wyo Plays and Tandem Productions' youth musical that is in its 31st year of putting kids on the Wyo Theater stage. It's a beautiful tradition dating back to the Tandem production days of Tammy and Richard Davis. It has carried through in many forms and many iterations, and it's a celebration of artistry, and it's a celebration of Sheridan's kids, and there's a lot of loving hands that go into making the magic of this show happen. So I can say Lion King Jr. it's a play. It's a lot more than that. It's a community staple, and it's empowering, and it brings our community together in celebration of our young people.
Now, Tandem Productions, they've been doing this quite a while. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they travel around, is it the state or the whole country?
There are other organizations that do that traveling piece. Tandem has been a local entity.
Oh, fantastic.
For its duration. And while there's been artists in residency programs and the youth choir programs, this specific children's stage production, again, over three decades now of putting that on. I grew up through the program. It's great to see it flourish in the capacity it is now. And that does not happen without the loving and careful hands of stewardship and those who have led it this far.
Absolutely. Three decades of absolute joy and participation. Now, Ariana, am I saying that correctly?
You are.
All right. What made Lion King Jr. the right choice for this year's production?
Lion King was something that at first we looked at it and we asked, is this doable? With, you know, we are a small community, and we just wondered if it was something we'd even be able to make the dream come to life. But as we were looking through all our different options, we really wanted to make sure we picked a show that included the largest number of kids, really getting a lot of stage time. And coming from, we did Oliver last year, and it was wonderful. It was such a good time, but the themes were a little bit more dark and serious. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to take on a much more playful aspect. And Lion King, it's just all play. Everything, it's just the kids on stage. It's as it's come together, it has felt like the kids are just coming on, and they're in imagination land, and they're playing. And that was really what we wanted as we were looking through how can we put the most number of kids on stage, creating the most and having just a great time making theater together.
When it comes to the music, is this very similar to the stuff that those of us would have seen growing up off the movie?
Extremely. There's a lot of direct songs that you would know from the movie, Just Can't Wait to Be King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? But as is common in stage productions, there's also some adaptation to telling a stage-based story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there are some musical themes that are going to come through in new ways and there's some text that is completely new. But a lot of, if you are familiar with Lion King from Disney, you will be familiar with a lot of the songs from our show.
And what a fantastic soundtrack that was. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was when during a time when Disney was really making a big comeback. So they hit it hard, and it was fantastic. Those songs, I could still remember them. I could still hear them in my head.
Yes, now, and I think it'll be a great mix of what is familiar to everyone who's seen the movie, as well as some of the songs that are from the Broadway show that not as many people might know. So it'll be a nice mix of old and new.
Absolutely, which keeps it fresh. And so those of us who, you know, may have all of it memorized, we're not going to name names, can still go here and see something new and hear something brand new as well. Now, Ariana, what have been some of the biggest challenges? Because there are, how many kids are involved in this?
We have 60 kids.
60.
There are times we're putting all 60 kids on stage.
Wow. That truly is a whole jungle.
Well said.
Emphasis on the jungle.
Now, what have there been other challenges trying to get this production up and going?
We knew when we took it on, and it was why we had long production conversations about whether this was doable, that it was going to be a massive team effort. And we actually got started. Normally, the production crew kind of gets started in, what, February, March?
Yeah, March-ish.
Yeah. This year we were, I would say, just during Christmas break was when we got to it. We were having meetings and starting to put the songs together. We had production meetings much earlier. So our wonderful costume director, Jeannie Hall, she was already on it real early.
I can't even imagine the amount of costumes you have. Yeah. Oh my
God. And some kids have more than one.
Yes.
Holy cow.
We just really wanted to make sure we were getting some of those big details. The music is very challenging rhythmically. They're learning other languages. What I really love about this show is that it incorporates many different tribal languages from Africa.
Really?
So they are learning all of these different languages and these tricky rhythms. And so between the music and the language and the production background, it's been a lot to try to keep together and stay on top of.
What's been a high point for you as we go from the very beginning when you were sitting and arranging to now when we're talking about opening night?
That's actually great timing because it was the last 2 days. We had our ensembles together. We have several different ensembles to try to get all the kids on stage. And they were putting together some of their songs for the first time as a full group. And I'll tear up a little bit as I say it, but they just, all of them, thank you, all of them together, just with that finished project with the ensemble songs, just every voice hitting their harmonies, nailing their choreography, and just really feeling the energy of them creating together and nailing it. It was beautiful.
But that is got to be a fantastic moment. Tyler, what about you? Because you are very active in music and getting the kids up on stage. I mean, I think I see you every Christmas program somewhere, buddy.
There's a couple of those.
So what about you? What was a high point for you?
I got to echo what Ariana just said. It's seeing things come together. It's as the kids are working and you have been rehearsing this and singing it and moving it and resetting and you're going through this. And then to take your director hat off and just try to watch and enjoy what's happening. The collaboration between this group of kids who 4 weeks ago didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And yes, some of the songs are familiar, but like she mentioned, there's a lot of intricate rhythms. There's a lot of language to work through. This is not, I watch the movie once I know it, especially if you're not singing all the melody lines. So to watch kids who have come together as a community, work together, support each other, make mistakes with grace together, and push forward in the pursuit of telling a great story, there's something really beautiful about that and just letting kids collaborate artistically. You know, one thing we talk about is, yes, we come to the show with a vision and rehearsal with a vision of what we're going to do. But there's a lot of times also where we make sure that the kids have one hand on the wheel and we're going to guide that. But the creation of this art is highly collaborative with the students also. And to see that all come through in the florid way that it has, sometimes you just got to take your director hat off and say, gosh, these kids are doing something really awesome.
And, Libby, let me ask you, because you're in a starring role, right?
Yeah.
Nala?
Yes.
So what was that like having, I guess, two directors basically kind of step back and say, what do you think? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, I think especially this year, since it is like my ninth grade year, it's my last year, I've matured a lot since last year and the previous shows that I've done. And I've been able to see like how much we actually put to work. Like we don't have much longer, 2 weeks from yesterday until we open. And they just give us so many opportunities to be like, is there something you want to do a little different? We are always open to suggestion. And being able to have that makes me just feel welcome and more of someone who can be a little bit more in charge and to have a little more maturity rather than someone who just has to sit back and listen. And our directors give that opportunity to every kid in our cast.
That's fantastic. Jax, what about you, buddy? Morning, Jax.
Sorry. Yeah, I really think that, like, our directors, they give us a lot of character opportunity and character decisions. So when we are on stage, it's not just what the script says. It's also what our personality and emotion tells us that character means to us. So I feel like they just give us a lot of personality with our characters, and they give us a lot of options that we can take with our character.
And I think that's very well said. Yeah. Personality.
Mm-hmm.
I get to kind of bring this character to life. I don't have to be, okay, stand here, sing now, walk over here, make sure you hit your spot. You know, you get to really perform.
Well, and another thing is, like, at the end of these shows, like, you become really personally attached with these characters because it's like you made it your own. So it's like when you're done with the show, like, you've had so much time with that character. When you're done with the show, it's really sad to see that character go away because it feels like it's been you for, like, the past 4 weeks, you know?
And now you are an actor, buddy. Yep, exactly. You fall in love with the character that you create because you put so much care into it.
Exactly.
And I actually hear a lot of actors talk about that, too. I'll interview, you know, older actors who come in here and they're like, yeah, I got attached to that one.
Yeah.
You know, I got really attached to this individual. The music in The Lion King, this can be demanding, though.
Yes.
Because there is quite a bit to it. So what challenges did the cast face trying to learn these vocals and these rhythms?
I think the first and foremost is the volume of songs that they're learning. Like referenced before, we have the cast divided into some ensembles to make sure that it's not always 60 kids on stage at a time. There are those moments where it's the full cast. But to spread them out. And even so, each ensemble is learning in the ballpark of 8 to 10 songs. And each of those songs have their own layers to them, either rhythmically, tonally. They all have their own unique movement schemes and patterns. Where do I enter from? And so it's, for me, one of the challenges and also successes of the show is just making sure you have that plan for every moment for every kid. And we were just talking about how we do want kids to assist in the creation of the storytelling, and also that exists in that framework that we've tried to think through in advance. Not everyone can come in from stage left. If you just exited stage left and you only have 15 seconds for until your next entrance, how does that inform your next decision? So it's sometimes feels like a million micro decisions that add up to one decision.
Mm-hmm.
And balancing that has been, and that's a challenge for any show. I think Lion King it's been elevated a little bit, especially given the intricate rhythms, the language pieces. But I think it's something that we've managed well and the cast has taken to with extreme efficiency.
And Ariana, the Wild Play is a very unique program because not only do these kids get to stand up and actually put some love into a production on stage, it's also an education. So as the director, what opportunities in education did you guys, the two of you, because, you know, I know Tyler's an educator. You are as well.
I am, yes.
Did you seize these opportunities where you're like, okay, we're going to learn a little bit stagecraft, performance, character development, things like that as you went along?
Absolutely. Yes, and it's what's really been, what started as a challenge actually became a really natural teaching tool, I would say, because we started so early and we got to know the songs so well that as we were trying to put together choreography, normally the process is, okay, here's our choreography, here's how we're going to do it, step by step by step. But with this, it really became much more organic. So as we were teaching the rhythms, we had some movements to go along with them to help the kids get them in their bodies. As we were teaching the words, we wanted it to go along with the rhythm. And we did a lot of this creative play that we used to add to learn these concepts with the kids. And it just very naturally fell in. Like, here's, yes, we're learning the rhythm, but we're learning it in tandem with the language. Yes, we're learning our stagecraft. Okay, I need you to go upstage. I need you to go downstage. Here's your side stage and here's your exit. And so it just really wove together very, very naturally so that we didn't have to be explicitly teaching things. This one has felt more organic than almost anything I've ever directed. It's almost like the challenge itself brought us more opportunities to make our teaching feel much more natural.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, the challenge itself, bringing more opportunities.
Well said.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to address that. Now, one thing, Jax, what made you want to audition for this? Have you been in a lot of performances?
Yeah, so I think this is my fifth one here. I started 2022, I think is my fifth one now.
You're a seasoned vet, buddy.
Yeah, it's also my last year, sadly. So I think what made me want to do Lion King is that feeling also like it's my last year, so it's like I have to get one more show in. But also, this show I think is very significant to a lot of people and to me personally, because it's just like it's the feeling of childhood, I guess. And I still am a child, but you know what I'm trying to say, like watching that as a kid, like it's like, oh, I would love to be a part of that show. So I auditioned for it, not only for that, but also for my community, and like it was my last one, so I had to do it, you know.
And you're going into a new phase of life.
Yeah, exactly.
And that really, if we look at Simba's journey,
yeah,
we look at Nala's journey, that's what they're going through as well. It's almost as if it's just going hand in hand with this portion of your life,
yes,
that all these big changes that are happening. That's fantastic and a great introspective way of looking at it. What about you, Louie?
I'm sorry.
You're good. That's why I got the tissue.
I was in Anastasia, and it was really good, and I loved it, and it was good for a high school musical, but it also didn't have the same feeling as Wild Play does. Wild Play gives you so much more nostalgia, and it makes me feel more welcome, because I'm the older one of the group, but I also, whenever I'm with them, I just fit in so well with every kid there, and it's Miss Thoreau's last year, and I am so glad that I get to spend it with her. And then, like, Tyler has taught me so much for as long as I've been here. I moved here in 2021, and my mom wanted me to try out for Seussical Junior a while ago, so I did it, and I immediately fell in love. And it's sad that this is my last one, but I think this is a perfect show.
What does it mean to you, Tyler, to see how much Wild Play and these performances mean to these kids? It's choking me up, buddy.
We talk a lot about, you know, with the kids and in production teams, that we're going to put on a great show. We know we are. We have the means to do that. We have the skill sets to do that. But they're one of the most important undercurrents of the entire program is not the show. It's the culture. It's the sense of belonging. It's the security of artistry. It's the willingness of kids to collaborate with kids they don't know. You walk into rehearsal for the first time. You got second through ninth graders. We don't know each other's names. Let's get to learning each other's names because we're going to work. And when I think what keeps kids coming back to the stage over and over, and we have to audition the show, you know, there's a high demand for it. I wish we could take all the kids, but there are limitations to it. The show, yes, but chiefly it's the culture. It's the, this is a place where I feel secure. This is a place where I can take risks. I'm not going to be berated for making mistakes. I can grow in myself as an artist and connect with others and make these connections. And that's what I hope kids feel when we take our final bow.
Yeah.
It's, yes, I'll remember the show, but I'm going to remember the people, and I'm going to remember how this felt. And if I can walk forward in whatever I do in life, whether it's theater or not, and seek to make others feel like that and let that be my guiding light going forward, I think, you know, the show's the show, but there's a lot more to it that lives inside you.
Ariana, how does that make you feel to know one of your star pupils here wanted to be here with you to do the last production with you?
I feel just so much for these kids. It is my life. I am a music teacher, elementary music teacher, and I just can't believe I get paid to play with kids all day long. We just have the best time.
Have
it's just
fun.
It's not work. Like, we're making music, we're making joy, and just echoing everything Tyler and Livy and Jack said, it's just lifelong lasting joy and the culture that we're building. And I find it particularly important in a culture like Wyoming, which has so many beautiful strengths, like the Western ranching culture and sports are very important, and we have wonderful sports programs in town. I feel like the culture built by Wild Play and Tandem Productions and our music programs gives a a place of joy and community for some of the kids that don't necessarily fit the mold of a lot of the town. It's just this really special place where all us weirdos can come together yes. and find our people. And I feel so much love for these kids, and I'll remember them my whole life.
Heading out with a big bang. A fantastic production. Tell me how I can see it.
We are performing Lion King Jr. on the Wyo Theater stage Wednesday, June 17th through Saturday, June 20th. Woo-hoo! You can get tickets at the Wyo Theater box office or online at wyotheater.com. We would love to see you there. We do expect some big crowds, so get your tickets while you can. Yes.
Absolutely. I bet this is probably going to be a very full house, because you're not just maybe wanting to go there, take your own family, grab your kids, head on down to the theater. You're gonna end up having to compete with a lot of parents who have got a lot of kids up on that stage.
That's right.
And wanting to be there for every production. I think you know, this is something I've told Grace, this is something I've told a lot of individuals. Wyo Play is a very unique program, and it's a program that as you said, Tyler, it allows people to make mistakes, but you fail forward. You fail upward. And when it comes to being creative, you need that freedom. And I love that you guys have a place to do that. I want to thank all of you for coming in and speaking with me. It was fantastic talking to you two actors. I expect to see both of you in the future.
Yes.
And some other productions heading out and up. Even though you've kind of aged out of Wyo Play, it opens a whole lot of new doors going forward.
It's taught me a lot.
And I'm looking forward to your guys' future. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you.
Lloyd, thanks for having us.
You guys
thank
are great. You. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
Trampolines, swimming pools, backyard zip lines. They sound like summer fun until someone gets hurt. Here's what most homeowners don't realize. Insurance companies call these attractive nuisances, which means if a neighborhood kid wanders into your yard and gets injured, you could still be liable even if you never invited them over. Some policies exclude these features altogether. Iron Valley Insurance Group helps you find the gaps before they become expensive. Visit Jessica Weaver, certified insurance counselor in Sheridan. Iron Valley Insurance Group. Forged in strength, guided by compassion. Request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
This 4th of July, the spirit of America's 250th stampedes into Buffalo for the biggest birthday bash in Wyoming. The Red, White, and West 250, honoring America's 250th anniversary with a night of pure country grit featuring Cole Goodwin. From Nashville to the heart of the Bighorns, Cole is bringing that red dirt honky-tonk, including his latest single, Howdy.
Been waiting internally, debating, I finally worked up the nerve, and I said, howdy, do you come here, off in mind?
It's more than a concert. It's a celebration of the land we love. Get your tickets now at wyotheater.com. And if you're a local business wanting to be part of the action, we're looking for food trucks and artisans to join the celebration. Secure your spot on Vendors Row today by contacting the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for the Red, White, and West 250 with Cole Goodwin. Sponsored by the Johnson County 250 Committee, the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, and your home for real country 93.7 The Coyote.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. From the moment you walk in, we want your meal to feel easy, welcoming, and unrushed. A great night out isn't just about what's on the plate. It's how you're greeted, how you're taken care of, and how everything flows. We pay attention to the details so you don't have to. Good food, good service, good timing, start to finish. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan. Oh, and book your table